SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
In this bulletin, Australia's political leaders warned about the security threats arising from climate change, a new goal set to boost New South Wales tourism to $91 billion. And in sport, two Australian golfing talents arrive on the sport's biggest tours. With the latest SBS News, I'm Kira Hain. Australia's former defence chiefs are warning the country remains unprepared to navigate the security threats arising from climate change, ahead of today's National Press Club speech by the chair of the International Military Council on Climate and Security. General Tom Middendorp is the former Chief of Defence of the Netherlands and will address Australia's political leaders in a speech entitled Climate Change, a Matter of National Security. The author of the book, Climate General, will lay out his insights on how to adapt and mitigate the current and future challenges. Former Australian Defence Force Chief Chris Barry from the Australian Security Leaders Climate Group says General Middendorp's visit is significant and provides valuable insights.
He's invested a lot of time and effort in thinking about climate change and its consequences, and then translates all of that into what does the world look like today? And why is climate change and its consequences such an important issue for us all to act on? So we're looking for him to come and support the agendas we've been running since 2021 and what we perceive to be a lack of traction with the coalition government before it was displaced by the Labor government, and even since then.
Australians returning from Lebanon on the first of the federal government's repatriation flights have arrived in Sydney. About 3,800 Australians are registered with the government to leave Lebanon. Mahmoud Gabara was among the 349 people to alight from the Qatar Airways flight in Sydney. He says he is tired but happy to be home.
I was tremendously exhausted, but job well done, Australia. We were in Cyprus, but what the government did to us in that camp, it's amazing. I can't describe it, and I can't find a word to say thank you, Australia. Thank you, everyone in Australia.
Sana Chatilia says the scenes in Beirut are grim.
Look, there is a smoke because they are starting to bombing the Beirut and the south of Beirut, and we were nearly on the at the seashore, Ras Beirut, so we can go to the, because it is very early, but there is smoke, dark smoke, and all night the terrible.
The federal government faces a new legal challenge on the immigration detention system. The Asylum Seeker Resource Centre has filed a new class action on behalf of South Sudanese refugees, arguing asylum seekers should be released from detention once their refugee status has been confirmed. The legal challenge, filed on Friday, follows the decision by the High Court in the NZYQ case, which led to the release of about 150 detainees last November. The principal solicitor at the Asylum Seeker Resource Centre, Hannah Dickinson, says compensation is also being sought for wrongful detainment. A new tourism campaign launched by the New South Wales government has set a target of generating $91 billion in annual visitor expenditure by 2035. That's an increase from 2023's record $53 billion. State leaders believe 150,000 jobs could be created through the increase. That will be assisted with the opening of international airports in Newcastle and Western Sydney in the coming years. A government review of the visitor economy strategy has found the expansion would need to be supported by 40,000 extra hotel rooms, many more chefs and tour guides, and better business event facilities statewide. It also found half of the $91 billion target could be spent in regional communities, but the quality of accommodation in those areas would need to improve to reap the rewards. A bottle with a snake-belted god and erotic pottery are among 100-plus artefacts in a rare collection of ancient gold that unpacks thousands of years of Peruvian history. The Machu Picchu and the Golden Empires of Peru exhibit, opening at Sydney's Australian Museum next month, features the largest collection of Andean gold to ever leave the South American country. Museum director Kim McKay says visitors examining the exhibit will see Peruvian history encompasses more than Machu Picchu and the Inca culture. And in golf, two of Australia's most promising golfing talents have arrived on the sport's biggest tours, earning promotion on the same day. Kyle Phillips completed a rapid-fire rise to the PGA Tour for 2025, while Cassie Porter earned a card to play the LPGA Tour next year. Both Phillips and Porter clinched promotion through their respective US secondary tours, following the season-ending tour championships, having shot up the rankings with mid-year victories. I'm Kira Hain. This is SBS News.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.